Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents Blood on the Blade by Griff Hoska, narrated by Marston York. Prologue. My name is Eric. My father was called by some Lars the Luckless. It was an ironic nickname. It was not his luck which was bad. It was his temper. However, as his temper normally resulted in dire consequences for him, perhaps it was an appropriate name. He never had a temper at home. In fact, he was always smiling and cracking jokes. It was when he was with his Orr brothers that he lost his temper. We learned this through the words of those close to him. He did not suffer fools gladly. We did not see him that often. More times than enough he'd be away raiding. Sometimes he might be away for a year or more. His arrival home normally coincided with another child, which would inevitably be born when he was away. In those days it was my mother, Maeve, who held the family together. We lived on a small farm on Orkneyar. Orkneyar was the name we gave to the islands off the Pictish coast. Our home was on the island of Rolfsey. My uncle, Snorri, and his family had their farm within sight of ours. The Viking after whom the island was named had left long ago. We heard that he had gone to the land of the Saxons. We had a few sheep and a couple of goats. We fished the bay and collected shellfish from the rich waters. When we were old enough, we fished, but my tale begins when we had no boat. I grew up with my older brother Arne. I had no sisters. Many men thought that made Lars lucky. My mother did not think so. When I was little, I wondered if she had named him Luckless. Each of those who would have been my sisters had died before they were a month old. She had two boys, and both survived. My mother was a Saxon and a Christian. She managed to hide her religion from all, for my father had a deep hatred of the white Christ. I know she had a wooden cross, but she kept it hidden when my father was at home. She had been a slave. My father had taken her from Whitby in the land of Northumbria. She had been taken along with an old Saxon, Edmund. He was our thrall. Now that land was Danish. But my father had taken her when he had followed Backseg and Helfdene, the two Viking leaders.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?